There are always numerous bills regarding property owners associations and condo associations. I've sort of given up tracking all of those. There are so many of those, and that's a very special area of the law. But it's always worth watching because legislators don't differentiate very often between these kind of associations and all nonprofit entities. And they commonly write very broad new bills regarding governance of nonprofit corporations, and inadvertently they apply by the reading to all nonprofit organizations. So nothing I counted saw this year that counted as something to worry about, but there is a list there, a whole list of POA bills if you're interested in looking at every variety of those. On page 4, discussion of fundraising and revenue-generating opportunities for nonprofit organizations within state government. I think there are a number of seeds of opportunity here that have been planted in the past that continue to grow. So I just ask you to pay attention to these and look for other similar type opportunities within our state government, which has been on a kind of a privatization binge for about 15 years now that I've been part of myself with my clients. First is House Bill 3012, which passed as a constitutional amendment in November, and it was to expand the availability of high dollar raffles at professional sports organizations. These are the $20 a ticket raffles at NFL games, et cetera, that raise a huge pot in the venue where the game is being played. And then that pot is split between the winning ticket holder, hopefully me, and a charity designated for that evening. It's usually the captive charity of that professional sports club. So this year, the professional rodeo organizations in Texas got into the act and got a bill passed. So they have added themselves, the voters have added professional rodeo events to the kind of events that qualify for these high dollar raffles. I would suggest your organization get on that list at some point. House Bill 2757 is interesting in that the maximum prize at a charitable raffle value was increased from $50,000 to $75,000. Sounds like a lot of money, but the word in the halls is that here's the reason for raising that amount. The most common prize in those raffles is a totally tricked out Ford truck or a Ford Ram, a Dodge Ram or a Chevy truck. And heck, you just can't get a totally tricked out Ram truck anymore for $50,000. So that limit needed to be raised. So from those of you out of state, hey, this is Texas and we tend to important things when they need tending to. House Bill 669 there is hidden away in the Code of Criminal Procedure, which is the community service, community supervision or probation part of the criminal laws. 42A is quite a nightmare if you've ever done any work with probation, but buried in there is a provision that's been there about 6 years now that allows a court to give a defendant in lieu of probation make a fine or a contribution to a designated charitable organization. Right now, the eligible organizations are pretty limited to food banks and veterans organizations and all, but I would suggest there's a room there for expanding that group of organizations that qualify to receive that kind of contribution. And if you are friends with one of your criminal judges in your community, you might ask the judge if he or she is familiar with that provision tucked away in the Code of Criminal Procedure and whether it's ever been used. House Bill 3959 was a bill dear to my heart. It involves a concept of dedicating certain sales tax revenues that the state collects to be turned back to a cause related to those products. In this case, it was youth agriculture organizations of various kinds. So having exhibited steers myself at large and small stock shows around the state. I know how important these funds are for scholarship funds and for enabling those young people to advance their careers. The bill didn't pass. I don't think there was an appetite to divert any more money from the Treasury into a fund like that. So it ended up, as you see, in the governor's office as a voluntary fund. House Bill 1863, again, not to make it sound trivial, but there you have it. We have yet another Texas license plate devoted to a cause where the extra $55 fee will go to that cause, in this case, children with critically ill children. You see those various license plates around the state, and if you were to guess how many Texas license plates there are right now available, I think there are 454. As of a week or so ago, there's probably 456 by now. It's kind of odd, but I think as long as these things make money for different organizations, they'll continue to be popular.